Well, this is the point in the program, folks, where we check out what's been happening, or should I say what is about to happen this week across the BBC. What's sort of been published, what has been promised, what we expect to happen. That's what I should have said, but never mind. So this is week 48, as I said before. We go from today, which obviously is the 29th, to December 3rd. So we've sort of missed a few of the interesting bits. There's a Germany season going on across the BBC network, sort of at the moment. And tonight, Monday 29th, BBC Four is dedicating a season of programmes to the art, landscape, culture and history of Germany, beginning with The Art of Germany, in which Andrew Graham Dixon embarks on a thrilling exploration of the country through its art. So that sounds interesting. That's tonight, that's BBC Four. And I don't have any times or anything, but make sure you check that out. On Tuesday, November 30th, The Weird World of Edward Muybridge. Is that right? I'm sure I've done that wrong. That doesn't sound right. Does this sound right to you, Pilar? I don't think so. Alan Yentob's exploring the strange life and amazing achievements of one of the most enigmatic and intriguing figures in the history of photography and motion pictures. It could be Edward Muybridge or Ed... Oh, that's... I can't pronounce that one, I do have to say. I should have practiced that one, shouldn't I? But never mind. And on Friday, December 3rd, Arena, Dave Brubeck, in his own sweet way. The jazz legend, even, Dave Brubeck, is profiled as he approaches 90 in the third in a trilogy of films co-produced by Arena with Clint Eastwood. That's this week on the BBC, week 48 of the year, almost at the end of the year, of course. It's Germany season across the BBC networks. So all kinds of things happening. As I say, I can really only sort of get to actually witness the radio programmes. I can't get the BBC programmes. I think that's half why I'm so sort of excited about going back to Liverpool for Christmas to watch my beloved BBC on the box. Oh yes, Christmas would not be Christmas without the BBC. I mentioned before how strange it would be at Christmas. Of course, you need Father Christmas and you need the tree and the Christmas dinner and everything and the crackers. But Christmas with no BBC, for goodness sake? No way. Absolutely no way. And we shall all be, in my family, glued to the box, particularly on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. Then you've got, of course, the sort of New Year's Eve things, and New Year's Day, all of those special occasions we sort of celebrate through the BBC. And as I say, keep tuned to our little audio booths. We shall be giving you a sneak preview of what the BBC have in store for you over Christmas. And if you have any comments or thoughts, we'd love to hear from you about those programmes. Last year, of course, was the big event was Doctor Who and the ex-007 James Bond, Timothy Dalton, was in the sort of the end of the series. They had the special episodes of Doctor Who where he was one of the Time Lords, and that was fantastic. And at the time the programme was on, all kinds of things were happening in the blogosphere. All the bloggers and the Twitters and everything all went crazy talking sort of quite positively about the Doctor Who. So I can't wait for this year's Christmas Doctor Who. Anyway, that's it. I think it's all this talking about going home for Christmas. I think I need to have another cup of tea.